Model forecasts Republicans to retake House majority in November, Senate a toss-up. By Nick Gilbertson on July 20, 2022. The Republican Party is poised to retake a majority in the U.S. House of Representatives in the midterm elections, according to Decision Desk's midterm election forecast model. At the same time, the GOP's chances in the U.S. Senate are a toss-up. The Decision Desk model ran 14,605 simulations as of July 20, finding that Republicans have a substantial 88% probability of becoming the House's majority party. The mean outcome has the GOP taking a 235 to 200 seat advantage over Democrats, which would be a momentous swing from the current Democrat lead of 220 to 211 with four vacancies. Republicans' likelihood of assuming control of the Senate, however, is 45%, and the mean result is gridlock, with 50 Republicans, 48 Democrats, and two independents who caucus with Democrats. In essence, the numbers would stay the same as they are now, and the tiebreaker would remain with Vice President Kamala Harris. If either party takes the majority, it would most likely be by a seat or two. The model pegs three Senate races as toss-ups, two contests that lean towards Republicans, and two that tip towards Democrats, while all other races are either likely, or solidly, favoring one of the two parties. Pennsylvania's race is the closest toss-up listed on the board as of July 20 as Republican nominee Dr. Mehmet Oz squares off with his Democrat opponent Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman to replace outgoing Senator Pat Toomey, RPA. Nevada is ranked as the second most competitive contest, where former Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt, the Republican nominee, looks to unseat Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, DNV. Finally, the third toss-up on the board is in Georgia. Republican nominee and Heisman Trophy winner Herschel Walker will spar with Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA, for the seat in November. The Arizona and New Hampshire Senate races lean Democrat, while contests in Ohio and North Carolina favor Republican candidates J.D. Vance and Representative Ted Budd, RNC, both of whom were endorsed by former President Donald J. Trump in their primaries. The model rated 15 U.S. House races as toss-ups as of July 20. The following are the 10 most competitive races based on the model's projections for each candidate's chances. Congressional primaries have yet to take place in New York, New Hampshire, and Michigan, so candidates are not listed below in such races. California's 13th District, John Duarte, R, 48% V. Assemblyman Adam Gray, D 21, 52%. Iowa's 3rd District, State Senator Zach Nunn, R, 52.1% V. Representative Cindy Axne, D.A., 47.9%. Illinois 13th District, Regan Deering, R, 53.3% V. Nikki Bajinski, D, 46.7%. New York's 3rd District. Pennsylvania's 7th District, Lisa Scheller, R, 55.6% V. Representative Susan Wild, DPA, 44.4%. New Hampshire's 1st District. Oregon's 6th District, Mike Erickson, R, 44 V. State Representative Andrea Salinas, D 38, 56%. Ohio's 9th District, Junior Maevsky, R, 56.4 V. Representative Marcy Kaptur, D.O., 43.6%. Michigan's 8th District. Oregon's 4th District, Alex Scarlatos, R, 60.1% V. Val Hoyle, D, 39.9%. With the November 8 election still more than 100 days out, there is plenty of time for these numbers to fluctuate one way or another.